So let's rewind just a little bit to before the election, to the election, and give a little context around President Trump and his coming into office. He really had three main things he was bringing to the healthcare debate. One is, of course, running on a repeal and replace scenario, and that's what we see still being discussed out there today. The second issue is this concept of the art of the deal, that he was going to kind of bring a new way of thinking about public policy, more of a business sense in terms of working around public policy, and he was going to bring that to Washington. And the third piece was around free market principles, with the concept that every challenge that we have in the health system today, including issues around the ACA, those can be solved using free market principles. And that's why we saw a lot of discussion during the campaign around health savings accounts and things of that nature. Well, things haven't been very easy, as we all know. And I think one thing I'd like to point to is let's think about where the consumers were back when the ACA was passed in November of 2009, or being debated in November in 2009. Basically, the U.S. consumers were split. 48% said they supported the ACA. 49% said they were opposed to the concept of the ACA. So about half and half. If we fast forward to today with the bill that was just pulled down, the AHCA, we see that consumer polling showed about 17% of consumers supported the AHCA, whereas 56% opposed it.